Ann Reed is the CEO of ASI Government, here to tell you how that might change the way your agency does things. Ann, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Bryce. Just glad to be here.
What are you seeing in the acquisitions reform bill that will change the way agencies do things both day-to-day and on an ongoing basis?
Well, first let me just say I've not had a chance to actually see the bill. We've tried to get a copy of the legislation, and last we checked, it hadn't been posted. So what I've seen are the news reports that are out on it. And it really is just putting a stake in the ground saying that the government should achieve about $1 billion in as a target for government-wide savings through strategic sourcing initiatives. Strategic sourcing is not new to the government. In fact, this is something that the Obama administration and Dan Gordon have been pushing pretty strongly. What's interesting to me is that the focus has been largely on consolidated purchasing. And there are some opportunities for, there continue to be opportunities for increased savings through the appropriate use of consolidated purchasing. However, if you look at how industry approaches strategic sourcing, there are other opportunities in that arena that may yet be untapped. So it will be, I'll be curious to see what is actually in the legislation and how far they push the construct.
I wonder if one of the obstacles to this may or may not be a cultural issue where agencies are more comfortable managing their own acquisitions and might not really be that excited about going into a big pot with a bunch of other agencies to obtain X or Y widget or service.
Well, what is it? There's a statement that change happens at the speed of pain. I think that many of the agencies are about to experience some pretty significant pain in terms of their budgets. And when that occurs, folks become much more willing to look at new opportunities. I was talking with a former acquisition executive at CBP this morning, and CBP the Customs and Border Protection folks at Department of Homeland Security have been using strategic sourcing, in their case, through a reverse auction mechanism, probably others as well. And that, in our conversation about that, we talked about the biggest impediment to implementing that was change management. However, it was also something that was much more readily adapted by newcomers to the field, who just sort of got instantly that approach, as other approaches to consolidated buying, can take some of the more routine work off of your desk and allow acquisition professionals who are, as we all know, in scarce supply, to use their real expertise on more interesting and more strategic opportunities. So I think that change is going to occur. The people are more and more ready for it. There are more and more tools of not just reverse auction, but others that are out there that can facilitate this. So I think it's coming. Whether you can get $1 billion, and I don't know what the time frame for that $1 billion savings is, but you're going to be able to get savings through this process, and I think people will welcome it in many respects.
Senator Brown's office says the $1 billion number is supposed to be stretched over 4 years, so on average about $250 million a year. $250 million is a pretty tall number. Is there that much room there, do you think?
Yes.
That easy, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. Why do you think it's that clear that number is achievable?
Because you can look at the statistics of some of the savings that are happening already.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard an example of a program. I think there's a press release or an announcement on it. Veterans Health Administration has saved, through an initiative they've been working that over the last 4 or 5 months, they've saved something like $4 million, and that's announced. And there's more than that, I think I'm correct, that in the few months that's happened since that was posted. So, and that's just one initiative in one place. So if you're looking at a government-wide approach, the opportunity is there. I don't have the statistics on. I know that, that GSA has been working very closely with OMB on several major strategic sourcing initiatives, and I'm betting those statistics are pretty promising as well. So I don't think that this is an. It will require some focus and some effort. It will require some change on some people's part, but I don't know that this is not an achievable target.
If I want to get ahead of the curve on this at my agency, what are the first couple of steps that I should be at least thinking about?
Well, I think I would do a little bit of market research, and I would first get a lot smarter, if you aren't already, about what it is that you are buying in your agency. So look at the data, look at the sourcing data, and start to look for the targets of opportunities. Then, once you've done that, you want to think beyond that to what others have, are doing in the space. So look at what Veterans Health Affairs is doing. Look at what CBP is doing. Are there? Look at what GSA is doing. Can you tag on to an initiative that is already underway with minimal effort and get a jump start? So those are some of the first steps that I would take.